This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's now 13 more JCPenney stores closing for good. The company filed for bankruptcy in May and is selling off everything from more than 130 stores now. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports the liquidation sales at Penney's are hard on adjacent stores.
Department stores have to move inventory really quickly. Bob Phibbs runs the consultancy The Retail Doctor.
Frankly, milk is a lot like merchandise. It spoils and smells bad the longer you hold on to it, and that's the story of retail.
He says that can be even tougher if there's a liquidation sale happening next door. Neil Saunders is Managing Director of Retail at Global Data.
Liquidation is often good for those that are liquidating, but it's not so good for the other retailers around it.
In this case, other retailers like Macy's and Nordstrom, mall anchors. Again, Bob Phibbs.
What Penney's is doing is robbing demand from the future with a liquidation sale.
He says that's on top of already suppressed demand because of COVID-19. Along with JCPenney, J. Crew and Neiman Marcus also filed for bankruptcy amid the pandemic. Phibbs says as more consumers change their habits and order things online, traditional retailers will continue to find it harder to compete. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.